Resorts World Catskills, where luxury and excitement are so close by. Catch all the sports action and so much more at Resorts World Catskills. Dial *RWCAT to learn more.
This is the Michael K. Show podcast.
Hey, buddy, hey.
Listen live weekday afternoon starting at 2:55 on 98.7 ESPN in New York. Or look for us under Listen on the ESPN app.
All right, Mike Reese has covered the Patriots for such a long time for ESPN, does a great job, and maybe he could give us some intel on the Giants' new head coach. And Mike joins us now. Mike, it's Michael, Don, and Peter. How are you?
Michael, Don, Peter, great to talk with you. I'm doing great.
Please tell us who Joe Judge is. What are the Giants getting? We have no idea.
Well, so the first thing that I would say is, you know, this was an interesting year for him because he was the special teams coordinator, and they added wide receivers to his duties. So it was actually interesting to watch him at practices sort of navigate between the two areas. And Bill Belichick has long said that more special teams coaches should be considered for head coaching things because head coaching jobs, because he said that was the job that actually he felt prepared him the most to be a head coach, because you're managing the entire team when you're doing special teams. So I watched him, and receiver Philip Dorsett told me, he said, the first thing I would say about Joe Judge is he's really, 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 really detail-oriented.
But did you have to deal with him at all while covering the team? Like one-on-one, have conversations?
Yeah. Quite a bit.
Did you see, and you're just yourself in your report, did you ever look at him and say, he looks like head coaching material to me?
In the future, I absolutely thought that he had head coaching potential. You know, I think the question that is fair to ask is he ready now, right? And how do you know the answer to that? Absolutely. In fact, look, you all have gone through the bio and the background. I mean, he worked under Nick Saban and now Bill Belichick. I mean, who better than those two to learn from? But he's the type of guy, just to give you a feel, when I go out to practice, like, you hear him. He is demanding on his players, and he is very, very vocal. This is not a laid-back person. He is intense. And I would tell you, and I'm curious to see if this comes out in his interactions, like, to me, he's got a little Parcells to him in terms of the interactions with the media. Like, he likes to get after it a little bit. And he's got a little bite to him, which to me can be very entertaining, you know, at times.
Yeah, I was going to ask you the next thing. You know, as a coordinator, special teams coordinator, you're not dealing with the media as much as you have to as a head coach. How's he going to deal with us, the animals of New York?
That's a good question. I mean, I will tell you, to me, like, he, when we dealt with him, he was clearly looked to be in his element, you know.
Really?
Absolutely. I'm trying to think of a recent example. I mean, I think I had asked him the last time we had an interaction with him, I had asked him something about, they had four block punts this year, which was a franchise record, and I remember asking him about the four block punts, and he took it, you know, he answered it briefly, and then he spun around and started talking about the team they were playing and all the different strategic things they do in the kicking game and how they would have to defend it, and he just kept going and going and going for about 2 to 3 minutes, and I'm thinking to myself, wow, he really wanted to get that message out so the other team knew, you know, that they had prepared for all the different things, you know, that they had shown on film. So I think, you know, you're going to enjoy him. I think he's going to enjoy you, although, you know, I don't have too much background as to, when you say monsters, animals, or whatever, you know, I don't know how he'll respond to that because it's a little bit different up here in New England.
Well, I wonder how much, it's one thing for us to enjoy him, I wonder how much players will enjoy a coach who's not that experienced, but definitely very intense.
That's a fair question, you know, and that's a good question, because I think when you're in New England and you're that way and Bill Belichick is the head coach, like, that sort of fits, right?
Right,
and
of course.
When you're the lead person and that's you, probably will make a difference the other people around him, right, that he surrounds himself with, because I could envision if that's the way, you know, it unfolds with him, well, maybe there's some good cops, you know, on the staff that help balance that out, right? I think that would probably be an important thing for him.
I just think sometimes what happens, Mike, is you're going to respect the guy that gets respect from the person that you respect so highly, right? So I'm sure everybody on that team looks at Bill and says, man, if Bill loves you, then I'm going to love you.
Yep.
You know, now, how is that going to be with a bunch of guys that you're not going to have that Bill blanket around you? Maybe he will because he had worked for him for a while, but will the giant players still feel that?
So here's, and I always looked at it this way just from covering the Patriots, like, you know, to me, and this is what the players tell me, like, what I look for in a coach is someone to make me better, put me in the best position to be better and win. And I think if he does that, and they see results, they'll go along with it, you know. And if they don't, then it could get ugly,
yeah.
Right? I mean, and that's—I mean, I don't know if that's cliche, but to me, he's going to have to prove to them, like, hey, this is my style. But if it works and there's results, like, I think it's a lot easier to go along with it.
We're talking with Mike Reese, the ESPN Patriots reporter. Now, I want you to take aside your journalism hat and just put that away. And when you heard the news that Joe Judge got hired by the Giants, were you shocked?
I think the first word I said was, wow, you know, and the reason I said it was I wasn't surprised that he was on the interview circuit. Like, this is about the time that I would have thought that he would have started getting interviews. I just assumed that it was a little early, right?
So yeah.
That was my reaction. Wow. Doesn't mean that it's right or wrong, right? I mean, but that was my initial reaction.
Now, do you believe that Josh McDaniels will take the Cleveland job?
No, I'm not convinced of it. I'm not saying he definitely won't, but he's got a great situation here. So I know that anything he does take is going to have to be perfect for him. And when I look at that, like, I don't know how that can be perfect based on their recent history. Like, how can you go there feeling like whatever you're being sold is going to actually be reality based on the recent history?
All right. Now, Mike, the question that I have to follow up with, if he does stay in New England, does that make it a better chance that Brady stays in New England?
I think it's a non-factor from that standpoint.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. I don't think they're tied together. I think it's a non-factor. I think that's independent of the other bigger issues surrounding that, which is what is Bill Belichick feel and how does he value Tom Brady? At what level does he value him coming back?
But isn't it, I almost look at that and I wonder how that's an issue, Mike. Let's say Bill Belichick doesn't value him. Robert Kraft thinks he's his fifth son. How would Robert Kraft ever allow Tom Brady to leave? Robert Kraft forced Belichick to trade Garoppolo.
Yeah, I don't know if that's true. That you know, that's sort of been put out there as if it's become fact. I don't know. What my understanding of that was that Bill wanted to keep both the guys and thought he had a chance to do it. And when he realized he didn't, it came down to picking between the two of them. And at that point, I mean, he picked Brady and he won two Super Bowls. I mean, I don't know. You know, like Jimmy was still, I mean, they knew he was great and that they loved his future. But he was still had some questions to answer at that point. But I would just say this on the Kraft thing. Like, yeah, he can tell Bill that Tom's staying, but then he has to be prepared for whatever Bill's reaction to that is.
Right.
Because Bill might not want to stay. You know, that I don't know. So he's got that's a delicate spot for Kraft.
One last thing about Judge. Hear the rumors that the reason they rushed on Judge was because he might have taken the job at Mississippi State. And we kind of look at it as, has the Giants job fallen to the point where you could lose a face-off to Mississippi State? Or was the draw to go back to college because he had went to Mississippi State?
You know, give it to me again because I wasn't following. So I know that I know the whole Mississippi State thing, but so you – so, meaning like they had to move on Joe, like
right. It's just they immediately moved on Judge very quickly once that they tried to get permission to talk to Dallas to be able to get a talk to Garrett. But I mean, listen, this is a pro town, you know that, Mike, in New York. But I look at the New York Giants as a pretty attractive job, a flagship franchise in the NFL, and there's a guy that you might lose to Mississippi State. So how should the Giant fan look at that the Giants' job has fallen to the point where you could lose out to a coach to Mississippi State? Or was there such a draw for Judge because that's his alma mater, that he wanted to go back there, that it wasn't a disrespect to the Giants, but because he went to Mississippi State?
More the latter.
Okay.
Exactly. I mean, I would say this. I mean, he picked the Giants over Mississippi State. He could have had both jobs, right? And so he was waiting to hear what the Giants were going to do before, you know, moving away from Mississippi State.
All right, total gut feeling before we let you go. Did the Giants make a good hire or not?
I'm going to say yes, but look, that's still a wild card. I mean, but I'm going to say yes, gut feeling, yes.
Good stuff, Mike. We appreciate it.
Appreciate you guys. Have a great day.
That's Mike Reese, covers the Patriots for ESPN.
That was a great interview, and I think the last 3 seconds of it were the most revealing. Here's a guy that went out of his way to talk about what a great hire it was, but the best way to describe it at the end of the interview is it's still a wild card. That's our problem with it right there. This big, important hire after losing with McAdoo and Shurmur is a wild card?
Now, Pat Leonard, who covers the Giants for the Daily News, tweets out that Don Martindale, Wink Martindale, had reason to believe that Monday night he was the Giants' favorite. Matt Rhule's second choice of not going to the Panthers, back to Baylor. And Joe Judge, 38, quote, a proven winner, but a question mark as head coach. That's some of the information that he's getting. And I think that's, I'd be shocked if he'd go back to Baylor if the Giants had wanted him. That doesn't sound.
I know this job isn't that appealing, but.
I've got to pump the brakes on that. These are the New York Giants. Now, they might not have a great roster. It's still the New York Giants. You make it here, you'll never Bill Parcells is a god forever. Forever. He won two Super Bowls. Tom Coughlin's a god forever. You can't dismiss the Giants as a bad job.
It is. It is.
Might be a bad situation.
Well, that's what I think.
Or they're doing a really bad job getting people. Because the Redskins got someone. The Redskins have been a disaster for more than twice as long as the Giants.
Right.
With an owner who's definitely regarded in a worse way than the Giants ownership.
Right.
And they got maybe the most desirable guy available.
Take a look at it. You can do your own work. When you lose a job in New York, it's very difficult to get a job someplace else because when you lose in New York, just like when you win in New York, it's amazing. When you lose in New York, it's really bad. So I think the Giants job is attractive, but is it an attractive situation? Like if you don't like Gettleman, you don't like what they've been the last 3 years, do I want to go be the Giants coach, fail? Is Shurmur going to get another job? McAdoo didn't.
McAdoo's not even on staff.
You know, so sometimes when you fail in New York, do you get another opportunity because you fail on the biggest stage in the world? You want to make sure the circumstances are right. And that's what I think makes the Giants job less appealing. Not that it's not an attractive position. I mean, the Giants coach should be attractive. But if you don't feel like you got a chance to succeed there because you don't like the general manager, you don't like the owner's decisions, well, then is that a place where you want to go and fail?
All right, let's take a brief timeout. We'll revisit this. We'll take some phone calls. Also, there's a big baseball story out there that has been totally obscured by the Giants hiring Joe Judge. We'll get to that as well. We have a big ENN. It's Kay LaGreca, Rosenberg, and you on Yes and on 98.7 ESPN.
Thanks for listening to the Michael K. Show podcast.
That's right, man.
Don't miss Michael, Don, and Peter weekday afternoon starting at 2:55 on 98.7 ESPN in New York. Or look for us under Listen on the ESPN app.